Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we will go ahead and get this evening's net started. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. Hope everyone is enjoying our beautiful, definitely unseasonably warm weather. It's been beautiful out here the last few days. Had a fun Saturday. Friends out in Freeland had their Halloween party in the barn. So that was fun. Good food, good friends. And this year I went as Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation with the sewer hose and all. So it was definitely a fun time for that. All right, first up, we'll get started here with Dave, W8DW, and Standby Ron. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. K8MMH, W8DW. Yeah, what's week? Sort of a busy weekend. We worked on some yard work and got that done. We ended up washing the RV, started up, got the roof all washed earlier, first part of the day on Saturday, and then finished up doing the whole rest of it. So I was going to do just the roof one day and do the rest for the rest, but we had all the stuff out there, so we just kept right on going. The recommendation of the manufacturers is to do the roof four times a year, and I try to do it a couple times a year. I know when we got it, originally got it, it was used, and it was real dark. It was actually gray, and now actually it's now it's been washed a few times. It's nice and white, and it's funny. You can look in online, and there's all kinds of stuff to do it, all kinds of cleaning stuff, and there's you can put a UV protection on, but the recommendation of the manufacturer is basically Simple Green. So I just use like a car wash did it, and it came out pretty good. This looks pretty good. We golfed today as normal. Normally my game gets really good. I've hit my driver as long as I have all year long. I've tried to do stuff out. The bad thing is the season is probably pretty close to an end. We'll probably maybe get a couple more weeks. And I know we got tee times set up for next Monday, and not sure how long. As long as the weather holds out, as long as it's above 47 degrees, we will golf. So and not raining, so we'll go with that. That's about all I got this time around. Back to you there, Mike.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, beautiful weather out, definitely, for working on the RV. Worked on mine today also. Got it winterized. I hook up the air compressor to it first, blow all the water out of the lines, and then hook the... mine's very easy to winterize. It has a special line in there that you just put right in the pink antifreeze jugs and turn a few different valves a couple different ways and pump the pink antifreeze through. So blow it out with air first, pump the pink antifreeze through, and good to go. So that's all ready to be put away for the winter. All right, next up on our list we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and Standby Bob. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net tonight. I just took a look. My SWR meter again is high again, so I don't know what's up with that again. It goes up, it goes low, it goes up, it goes low. So I don't know. I'm on 5 watts. Heck with it. Anyhow, yeah, on Friday I had off from work. It was our anniversary Friday, but wife's still being not real mobile with her knee replacement, so we stayed at home this weekend, and that really didn't do a whole lot. I did work around the house, lots of different things. I spent most of Friday, about 6 hours, finishing up staining the woodwork for the living room, and got it all installed except for around the front bay window, which I have to do some wall repair before I can put the baseboards back up there. But got everything up in place, got everything back in the room where it's supposed to go, so that's a good thing. So we're just about done, I guess. Then had to replace a light on one of the driving lights on my wife's car. Of course, everything's all closed off underneath, so I had to get the front end up in the air, remove a bunch of screws, take off a plastic panel, so I could get to the light socket to pop the bulb out. So got that done. Did some other work around the house on Friday, and then we headed up to Bay City for dinner. Ran into one of my best friends up there with his son, his brother, and then his daughter and boyfriend showed up. So we talked to them for a little bit before we headed out back home. Saturday, again, worked around the house. Been having problems with the old Ford Goldwing. It wasn't starting right in that. And here it failed me at work. I had the trailer at home one day a couple of weeks ago. So I'm thinking, well, it's a switch. I've worked on it before. And then I'm thinking, well, let's look at the battery. So I ordered a new battery on it on Saturday. Went and picked that up. And when I pulled the old one back out, I put it on the analyzer, and it didn't test out well. So I think it was a battery the whole time that was failing. It's about 6 years. Usually I get about 8 to 10 years out of a battery in the bike. This one was 6 years old and wasn't working right. So I put that in on Sunday, finally got to it. And since then, she started right up. So that was a good thing. Other stuff around the house, finished up my driveway pavers down the side of the driveway. Got that done yesterday as well. And then finally on Sunday, we went back out for dinner again, went over to Panda House for dinner, kind of for a second anniversary dinner, I guess. Had a good dinner over there, always like going over there. So busy, busy weekend as usual. Coming up next round, I'll go over Thursday's items that are coming up as well. So back to you, Mike. Thanks for doing that.
All right, very good, Ron. Sounds like you've definitely been busy, and happy anniversary there also. Sounds like you had fun with that. So appreciate it, and we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round, and I am assuming you will be around at the end for the net report. So and you can fill us in on the Aries training next go-around also. All right, this is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net on the KDAC repeater. All right, continuing it down our list, next we will go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody else that decided to join the net tonight. A little light on the check-ins, but I suppose that's occasionally that happens. But beautiful, beautiful weather. I can't complain about that. This is since, April, beginning in May. This last weekend was the second weekend I was home in the last 6 months. Been just gone all the time. And then the one time I was here during, I think it was in the end of July, it was, we had a family, my wife had a, her side of family had a family reunion, so we went to that. But yeah, I've only been home 2 weekends in the last 6 months. Been gone camping or traveling someplace. But it was fun. It's fun, but it's busy when you're only home 1 or 2 days out of the week. Sometimes, occasionally 3. But most of the time it's 1 or 2 days. And it's just put out fires around the yard and take off again. Wash your clothes and pack, repack, and we're gone. But it's fun. But it's I'm glad I can slow down for a little bit now. And well, the last time I went camping, my one camper, when we were setting up, the awning wouldn't come out. So I had some troubleshooting to do there, and well, it never did come out that weekend. But I know there's a 7/16 bolt you can attach a drill motor to with the socket on there, and you can open or close it. But anyways, I troubleshoot as far as I could, you know, with as far as electricity or as far as the 12 volts going. It comes out on either side of the switch, you know, forward or reverse, you know, so that switch is working. But, yeah, I started tearing it apart today, but I got a cover on the end. I can't figure out how to get that thing off that covers the motor. Let me buy a second. So anyways, I was trying to figure that out. I went on YouTube, and I didn't have much luck there. It seemed like every time somebody was looking at the motor, they already had the cover off, and I can't figure out exactly how that thing comes off. I guess I have to do a little more research. So I can see if it's the voltage is getting to the motor or not. Maybe they got broken wire someplace, but anyways, that's what I was working on today, part of the day, along with getting my barn. I put away some patio furniture and that stuff. I got half, where I store things, I got half of that cleaned up. I move everything away from the walls and just sweep. And so I got half of that done, now I got to do the other half. But slowly getting ready for winter ground here. With that, and the garden's closed. No more, nothing in the garden anymore. It's all road tilled up. But back to Nat. This is NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Sounds like you've been busy with the garden and everything else, not home much. So, yeah, you mentioned the RV awning. I had an interesting thing happen with mine a year or so ago, too. Was out with a buddy of mine, and the awning was out, and he was playing with the awning and put it back in and held the button a little bit too long. After it was already in and seated, and it popped the fuse, which obviously there was a few things on there, the lights inside, a couple other things, and felt totally bad that he thought he broke it and things weren't working. I said, no, I'm glad you actually did that. That now I know, you know, once it's in and seated, do not hold your finger on the button. But you know, definitely an easy, you know, 25-cent fix. Just put a new pop a new fuse in it, just uses the automotive style fuses, pop a new fuse in and everything was back to normal. But it was definitely a good learning lesson on the awning there as far as the electric awning. It's the first camper I've had with an electric awning on it, so learned a little something with it. Before I go down to Mini, I'll take another standby here and see if there is anyone else that would like to join our net. If there is anyone else out there that would like to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.